think it is time for us to advocate for change. It is time for us to say beauty standards need to fall. It is time for us to look within ourselves and say, what exactly is beautiful about me?
I want people who saw themselves reflected in me to feel as though those parts of their identity that aren't often celebrated make them just as special and just as capable of achieving their dreams.
As many young women eagerly enter to become the newly crowned Miss South Africa, one lady in particular penned a passionate letter to the organization appealing for some changes to be reconsidered, saying that the organization needs to not only become more inclusive, but also challenge the social margins that breed exclusivity.
My name is Asonele Lavimopiri. Why did I decide to write this open letter now? Trans people are one of the most marginalized people, not only in the LGBT community, but in society as a whole. They deemed as freak, they deemed as a lot of things. So being able to take that personal and make it political is very much important. But I'm not relaying from a personal experience of trying to enter South Africa. I'm not relaying from that. It's just that I do understand there's a young black girl in the rural areas of Transkei who's trying to enter this and is struggling because they're trans and they still don't have the language of what trans womanhood is or what transness is. Most of the readings that I've been doing have been based in America, and it truly worried me because I had to question the system as to what is it that is happening in our societies and not just in South Africa, because I had to draw from an experience from Spain. And when I looked at that experience, I was very ecstatic, like I was very excited for it. But at the same time, I'm not in Spain, I'm in South Africa. So it was high time that I address things that are related to beauty standards, because I know the message that I conveyed touched a lot of people that needed to hear it. Because if not now, then when? If not me, then who? So being able to have a one-on-one basis with any committee member so we can find a way forward would be very, very, very powerful. It would be a big move for a lot of young women in South Africa.
Sibabalwe Qilitshana, the first queer lady to have entered the competition last year, says that it was important for her to represent young black women.
Hello, my name is Sibabalwe Qilitshana, and if you're an avid follower of the Miss SA pageant, you may remember that I was one of the top 10 finalists last year. I also was the first openly queer woman to participate in the pageant, and to be quite honest, being the first in anything is extremely daunting, especially when you had not planned to be. But I've said this before, and I do believe that queer women in the past must have entered, but because of how society has never celebrated our diverse identities and orientations, this may have stopped them from being open about themselves. And I found that in my experience, while it was scary, simply because there was so much media focus around me, I also felt extremely supported by my LGBTQIA+ community. And standing for something bigger made me feel so proud to belong to this community. I do think that because my identity was so different in how I walked, you know, life, it also did mean that my experience was very, very different from the other ladies, particularly for that reason, but not for anything else beyond that. You know, we show up in life as different people, and we find ourselves in different situations and facing different challenges, and those kind of things don't disappear simply because you're finding yourself in a heightened experience or in a platform such as Miss SA. Having gone through the journey, I do feel as though that the rebranding of the Miss SA organization has been leaning towards more transformation and inclusivity in an industry that has traditionally left a lot of people out of the conversation and out of participation. But I also know that meaningful change cannot happen overnight. So some of the steps that the Miss SA organizations has taken, such as allowing people like myself who are queer and people who are transgender to be able to apply, is a step in the right direction. I think part of why I felt it was important to participate was because I knew that representation on a platform such as that would be important not only for myself, but also for women who would be coming, and particularly young black queer women who felt that they hadn't seen people who look like themselves. And I mean, we can unpack this on so many different levels. It's about race, it's about your gender identity and your sexual orientation, it's about your socioeconomic background and all of those kinds of things. So just to have a young black child from rural Eastern Cape with dreadlocks and who was queer on that stage meant so much for so many different people. And I think that the only thing I would want to share is just that I'm wishing all the ladies who will be entering this year all the best of luck, and that people need to just remember to be authentic in everything that they do.
Being able to stand up for yourself and own your power is very much important. So Zibini says cement yourself. I'm saying cement yourself by understanding that your worth is not linked to your appearance.
When reached for commentary, the CEO of the Miss South Africa organization, Stephanie Whale, said that the organization proudly presented the most diverse lineup of contestants in the history of the pageant and will continue to do so. She also stated that the Miss South Africa organization now allows for any male to female transgender entrants who have undergone reassignment surgery. And based on criteria for international pageants such as Miss Universe, they have to be in possession of a South African ID document reflecting that their amended sex is now female. Reporting for Multimedia Live, Mudiyeh Mashamedi.